So it looks like MSNBC's ratings are in the crapper once again. Contrast that to the fate of NBC Universal-owned MSNBC, which not only saw a 39% drop in the demo compared to quarter one 2014, but its worst quarterly result in the category since quarter two 2005. If that almost decade-old result wasn't enough of a blow, and rising CNN fourth consecutive win over MSNBC in prime didn't cut deeper enough, it looks like gutting the cable news nightline offerings are just around the corner. With 145,000 viewers among the 25 to 54 average over the December 29th, 2014 to March 29th, 2015 period, the once-proud flagship Rachel Maddow show hit an all-time quarter low with the worst result since September 8, 2008. That's when it launched. Not only is Maddow down 46% in the demo, but her 9 p.m. show is also down 19% in total viewers. Fellow primetime shows like All In with Chris Hayes and Last Word with Lawrence O'Donnell also fell to their worst quarterly demo ratings since their respective debuts. Hardball with Chris Matthews is sucking wind too, with an average viewership of 126,000. But then again, Fox News continues with ratings that not only beat MSNBC, but beat MSNBC and CNN combined. So once again, the viewers have spoken. I think MSNBC needs to, well, I'll let you decide. I'm Dana Presser. That's today's commentary.